We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Zok the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. Ahi Oidisa, Daf Ksiv Bey, there was a Shtar Haida that said in it, Dichrom Piskame, V'chol Lishnei de Beidina. It said in this Shtar, a Loshin, didn't say Loshin of Eidis, it said a Loshin of Zichrin Dvarim, which is Loshin Dayanim, V'chol Lishnei de Beidina. And all other Loshinis of Bezdin, all the shinies of Bezdin, it said. So we saw this was not a regular shtar oidisa of Edim, it was a shtar oidisa of a Bezdin. But Loyav Ksivba did not say in it, but Moisav Tlosa Havino, Bechad Lasoy. Only two people signed the shtar, and it didn't say we were three and one is not here anymore. Like it says, if someone dies, if one of the three Edim die, you have to write he's not here. It didn't say that. So here the Shaila was, what do you do with this? It's not a shtar of Edim because it says Loshon of Dayanim. On the other hand, only has two people signing. So, and it didn't say that we were three and one died. So, Savar Avina Lameima, Haina Darash Lakish. So, Avina said, maybe this is Rash Lakish's halacha that says, Chazaka in Eidim Chosma Ashtarim Kenasa Gadol. So, here also we say Chazaka that Bezdin would not sign on a star unless there were really three, because this is not a star of Eidim, it's a star of Bezdin, and only has two. So, it's a Chazaka, probably one of them died, and if you got the right Moisef Tlasa, Omle of Nasim Ba'ami, in such a case, we are worried that really it was only two people, and they were a bezdin of two, which is a mistake. They thought two are kosher to make a bezdin, and therefore you cannot use this star now as a star adisa. That means you can't. So let it be a star edim. Teretz says it's lashon of bezdin in it, so it's clear they were trying to be a bezdin, and it's only two. It really must have been three, and they just forgot to write that the third person died. No, we're not no chazak like that. We're choshev a bezdin toyin. Omer Nachman by Yitzchak iksiv ba beidina suloi tzorich. If it says loshon of bezdin, so everyone knows that bezdin is not two. So it must have really been three, and just one person forgot the sign or died. So that's if it says bezdin is good. Suloi tzorich. Frek the Gemara don bezdin chotzefu. Damas Shmuel shnayim shdonu duneim din el shnuker bezdin chotzef. Just because it says the word Bezdin in the star, it doesn't mean they knew what they were doing. Maybe they held like Shmuel holds that two is considered a Bezdin. She's considered a Bezdin Chotzef. So the Gemara, the Chsiv Bey, Beidina de Ravona Ashi. It says there in the star, a Bezdin of Ravona Ashi. It's a Bezdin of Rav Ashi. V'dilma Rabban de Rav Ashi ke Shmuel Svirli. Maybe the Rabban of Rav Ashi hold like Shmuel. Svirluhud, the Gemara answers the Chsiv Bey, it says in it, V'oma lon Rabbana Ashi. It doesn't say Stam the Rabbana the Beidina the Rabbana the Ashi. It says Rav Ashi himself told us to write the star this way. Now Rav Ashi himself would never go like Shmuel and say two is enough. And therefore, and why do we pick Rav Ashi? Because Punkt Rav Ashi was the Av Bezdin that time. Means any time it says this is written with the permission of the Av Bezdin, we could assume it was done correctly with three Dayanim. And therefore, again, even though it says only has two people signing and it says Lashon Bezdin, if it says that the Av Bezdin told us to do this, you could assume it was done by Kashrus. Tana Rabbanan. Omar Lahan Echad Ani Reisi. I'm talking about now Nemanis of Edim. We'll see Nemanis of other things. Omar Lahan Echad Ani Reisi Avichem Shehitmin Moyos Veshidutei Vemigdol. A guy comes over and says, I saw your father hiding moyes in this certain dresser. And he said, V'amashal plenihain belongs to someone else, or shemaisa shenihain. So it depends. This guy believes or not. So it says, Bibayas, if this dresser is in the house, and it's protected there, it's not in a hefkadiga place, loya maklum. He's not nevon. This aid who comes in is not nevon. But if it's besada, if this shida teva migdal is besada, or the money is sitting in the sada somewhere, and he comes over and says that your father put this money here, and this money, but your father said this money is ma'aser sheni or belongs to a plainy. So then dvarav kayam, you're neman. What's the reason why you're neman? Because you have a migu. You could have taken it. If you really wanted to lie, you could have just taken it yourself and give it to the person you wanted to give it to, and give it to ma'aser sheni or give it to that person. But and here, since he didn't do that, he just left there and he's saying that it belongs to your father, but this is what he said, so then you're nemun. Because that's called biyadoi, it's biyadoi to take it, and therefore you're nemun with the migu. Kol shodavar, kol shebiyado litlon. Anytime it's biyado litlon, for example, it's nesada dwar of kayam. You believed. En biyado litlon loyam aklum. If it's not biyado to take it, loyam aklum. And it's avoyin the nesivus that we're talking about a case where this sada belonged to the yisoyim taka, but it wasn't protected in that place. So the chiddush is that usually you don't say migu lahoitzi. Here we're saying a migu to be moitzi it from the muchzik of the yisoyim. But since here it's biyado to take it, so you nemo with this migu. Because the migu of biyada is stronger than a regular migu. Harei shero was aviem shehitim ma'is b'shidut hevem migdal. Va'amar. So here you have two edim that saw that the father put money in a shehitim migdal. Va'amar, and he said shaplani hein shamais tisheni hein. So it depends. Im kemois sedvarav. If he was just saying, you look how he said it. If he just it looks like he was saying hatzavah to his children, then dvar of kayam, then he's believed. Then they're believed. And kemarim, loyal maklum, which means even though they're believed that he said that, but here, he just didn't want the kids to take it, b'chayav, or they didn't want his kids to think he's rich, and therefore, if the kids or Adam saw him say it that way, and they chap, that he's making up a story, loyal maklum.
How would you know this?
I guess you could tell the way he's saying it. You could say im kemoisa dvarav. So Rashi says im nirulahem kemoisa dvarav levonav be'emes b'loshen tzavah. There's a certain way you could tell if it's a tzavah. He says I need to take care of something. This is what it is. Or he's just putting the money away and saying, by the way, this doesn't belong to us. You know, and that way it's just
the kids don't
want to
give it up.
The kids want to keep it, of course. Yeah, the kids want to keep it. The kids want to keep it. No, so economy. So the imkemois, if it's a tzavah, then there. But just like he's saying, the kids want to use it. He's saying, well, don't use this thing because this is ma'aseh sheni. So there, it's obvious. He just wants them not to use it, and he doesn't want them to waste money. Therefore, it would be like marim. Hareishem istar amoyes shenirch le'aviv. There was a story where a person did not remember or did not know where his father hid the money. He hid the money in one of the mattresses. He had no idea where he put the money. And he got a dream, and in the dream, the Sar HaChaloyim told him, kach v'kach heim, this is how much money it is, and Mamoka Plaini heim, it's under the mattress in the basement. And he also said in the Chaloyim, Shamaisa Sheini heim, but it's Maisa Sheini money, you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. And Zeoya Maisa, and the Maisa was that he went downstairs into the basement and he found the exact amount of money and exactly where it was. So it sounds like this Chaloyim was very accurate. So the Shaila is, what about the Maisa Sheini part? When they told him, that you don't have to listen to the chalemis, you can take it and use it. It was pretty accurate. So the mafarshim say, because pshat is that ein chalem b'li dvarim b'teilim, as Taras Chaim learns this, that there's no such thing as a chalem without dvarim b'teilim, and therefore you could assume that was the dvarim b'teilim. Every chalem has a little dvarim b'teilim. The dvarim b'teilim was the ma'aseh sheni part. You could assume that. And therefore, you don't have to treat it as Ma'aseh Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Shtayim Oimrim Zakai, and another one says Chayiv, or two says Chayiv, one Zakai. So then you pass like the Roiv. Now, what do you write in the Shtar when you write up a Shtar on this? They write up like the Gemara Din. When they finish a Din Torah, they write it up and this is the verdict is written up. So Michtav Hechiksivi, how do you write the verdict? Rabbi Yechon Noimar Zaka. You write in the verdict that he came out Zaka. You don't write that two of the Dirham says Zaka, one says Chayiv. You just write Zaka. Rashlokash Omar, you write the exact details. Ployni va ployni mezakin or ployni mechayiv. You write clearly that ployni mezakin, ployni mechayiv. So it's, I'm sure, even though the world too well later, but I'm sure it's bothering some people. It said in the Mishnah, there's a problem of Rechilus. So just look at the verdict. It's a good kasha. Metzem, we will talk about it. We will talk about it from the Rishonim when we finish the Gemara. So Rabbi Yechon says that you write Zaka. Shlokas says you write exactly who is Mezaka, who is Mechayiv. Rabbi Loza Oimer Midivreihem Nizaka. You just write. So this way, it's in between Rabbi Yechon and Shlokas. You write that it wasn't so simple, but between everyone, it came out that he's Zoicher, that he won, that this guy won. It means it's not everyone. It wasn't unanimous, but that's what came out. Medivrein was that point. My benayu. What's an afkemina lahalacha between these three things? Ika benayu l'shlume iu mansa b'hadayu. The more the havni thought this is an afkemina that we know that if someone makes a mistake in din Torah and he doesn't have rishus, doesn't have a special rishus to be done. So halacha is, if he makes a mistake, he has to pay for it. So here, shaila is, do all three have to pay, or only two of them? The leman de omar zakai mashalim. If you wrote zakai, then even the guy who said chayiv is also chayiv to pay, because it became one big verdict of zakai of all three. Well, leman de omar ployni play with zakai, ployni with chayiv, and leman mashalim, you don't have to pay. And what if you have liyazah? If you have liyazah pashas, you have to pay also in this having the gemara. Preiti gemara leman de omar zakai mashalim. Why should the other guy pay? Let the guy who didn't say like the other two say, if you were listening to me, after an hour, you wouldn't be paying either. So why should I pay now? Makes no sense. So that came in after Kamina. So Kuli Amba, that guy doesn't pay. He didn't make a mistake.
What's the difference?
Huh?
Why would he make an after Kamina once you get him wrote afterwards?
That makes us look at the whole Bezdin as one. Look at the Bezdin as one. But the guy says, I didn't say that. Ella, Ika B'nai, L'shlumi Iyu Man Sadidem. Nafkamina is, if you write it as one, so maybe those two will pay the third guy's chelik. L'mandi Yom Mezakai Meshalmi. L'mandi Plenipleni Mezakai Plenipleni Mechayim. L'mandi Meshalmi Yom Pei. Which would mean is that, let's say you caused the guy a loss of $1,000, now you have to pay him back. So you have to get a full $1,000, but the two, it won't be 333 each. Those two have to get 500 each. They have to pay the other guy's chelik, if it's zakai. If you write that claw, two says zakai, one says chayiv, so the baldim will only get $666. That's all he'll get. That would be an afkamina in Morris' thought right now. Morris is a sorcerer. L'mandim zakai mashalim, I should pay for you. L'emru, l'hu, ilav at ba'adon, l'av esalak dina midi. L'mai said, it is your fault, because without you, we wouldn't have had it in Torah. We need a third dayan. So why should I pay for you? You should be responsible. So we have a tana that way. The Gemara says, you're right. Avada, they don't pay for the third person, l'kuliyama. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch. You do not pay for the third person, l'kuliyama. And the Baal Din only gets two-thirds. So what's an afkamina, how you write this verdict? Al-Ika b'nayu, m'shum lo yiselech, rochel ba'amecha. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Zakoi, you write Zakoi, you know why? Mishum lo yiselech rochel. You don't be over the issa of yiselech rochel, because you write it out, you're telling everyone who said what. Rosh Lakish Omar, plainly play with Zakoi, and plainly play with Chayvin. I, lo yiselech rochel, mishum the mechzik is shikra. Well, my looks like a lie. Now everyone says Zakoi, so you have to write the truth. And the Yad Raman, the Chlish Aran, the Mura Chlish Aran, speaks out that I, what happened to the issa lo yiselech rochel? So Rosh Lakish Omar, lo yiselech rochel is only usher if I go lehedya in order to make myself sound good. I go, by the way, I tell the guy, by the way, I wanted to be part of you. Well, what should I do? The other two guys said chayiv. That's rechilas. But to write the zichur and dvarim ba'alma in a verdict, to write which is what happened, just write the court notes in a star. That's not called seilech rochel. And it'd be worse to not do that, because that's a lie. That's a lie. Like Tosis really speaks out, to look at the bottom Tosis here, Mishon Mechzik Shukro, Mishon Leiselech Rochel Enkan, doesn't explain. But say, this is not Leiselech Rochel. To write the zichur and what happened, that's not called Leiselech Rochel. So that's Rosh Lakish Shita. And Rabbi Lazar says, I'll fix everything up. Rabbi Lazar says, Islay, the Marv is the Marv. Hold the both of you. I don't want Mechzik Shukro, and I don't want Leiselech Rochel. Hilkoch, which means between the whole Bezdin, it came out the guy was Zoicha. So this way, we know clearly it wasn't everyone, so it's not a lie. And you don't say who it is either, so you're not over the Issa lo yiselech rochel. Send the Mishnah, Gomru es hadavar, when they finished the verdict, you brought everyone back in. And Hagadol Shvil Yadam Amar Ish Ploini At Azakin. Now, who would you bring back in? Who's Machnisim Oysan? Who do you bring back in? So Gemara said, Laman, who are you bringing back in? Ilim LeBalei Dinim. Are you bringing in back in the Balei Dinim? Hashem Kaimi, they did it the whole time. How do we know they did it the whole time? The halacha is, you cannot say Eidus, Kabbalah's Eidus, has to be in front of the Balei Dinim. So therefore, Akarchu, they were there. And what it said, Metzin is Kol Adam, meant other people. So what do you mean, Mechnisim? The Balei Dinim are there the whole time. They never left. Laman, Ilim Balei Dinim, Hosom Kaim, there the whole time. Ella must be Le'edim. It must be you bring back in the Edim. Which means that we first cross examined the first Eid himself, and then we cross examined the second Eid himself. Now you bring them both back in order to have the verdict. That's what it means. So why are you bringing them back in? Must be that you're bringing them back in now to say, now after you cross-examine both of them by himself, you bring them back in together to say Eidus again, in order to say Eidus together. That's what it sounds like. Ella must be late, you bring them back in. Why? Because Eidus has to be said together. So if you're talking, that's sure. Why? Because we passed the Rav Nosson. And this is command, like Rav Nosson. The Tanya we learned in a Brice. So we had this Brice a bunch of times through Shas, as we learned. But first we're going to bring down Amachek Shuvah and Karcha and Tanakama, then we'll bring down the Rav Nosson. The Tanya we learned in a Brice. La'olam ein edusim etzarefes at yirushteim ke'echad. Eidus only mitzaref if they're saying Eidus on the same story. That means they both saw the same story. Rav Shuvah and Karcha, I'm filled with Zeh Chazeh, it still works, which means that if one aide saw Reuven lend money on Sunday, and then the other aide saw Reuven lend money on Monday to Shimon, two different havas. The halacha is they considered aides that he owes $100. Well, the one you know, it's all together. It's one on Sunday lent $100 and on Monday lent $100. One aide saw Sunday, one aide saw Monday. They come together and they can say he owes $100, even though it's not the same, not the same Eidus. Shuvah Karcha, you can mitzaref both of them. That's the first halacha. Halacha number two. Ve'in Eidus miskayemes ha-Bezdin ha-Tzidu shneim ke'echad. Tanakhama says that Eidus does not work in Bezdin until they say Eidus together. Rav Nosson Eimer, shoyim edvarav shuzeh ha-yoyim. You can hear one Eid today. K'shiyavi chaveir l'malcha, shoyim edvarav. And the next day you can hear the friend's Eidus. So what do you see? Rav Nosson holds, you don't have to hear Eidus together. So here, why do you have to bring the Eidim back in? It sounds like because you want to hear them together. L'chayro, be not like Rav Nosson, Zok to Gemara, no, loy, the Baal Eidinim. We bring the Baal Eidinim back in. And L'chayro, they didn't leave. That was the Kasha. Rav Nechemi, Tag Rav Nechemi, Eimer, Kachoyim and Hogam Shanakiya Das Rishlaim, the minig of the Gedolim Apeskim Rishlaim was, Machlisim Baal Eidinim, they bring the Baal Eidinim in Meshem and Devraim, they hear their words, Machlisim say Eidim Meshem and Devraim, they hear the Eidim say Eidus. Then, Umetzin Oysen Lechotz, everyone leaves. The Eidim, the Baal Eidinim, everyone leaves. And they handle, and then Gomer Zadava Machnisim. So the Mishnah says Machnisim means Taka the Baal Eidinim. Right? The Gemara about Tanya Gomer Zadava Machnisim as Eidim. The first of Brisa, we're talking about referring to the Eidim. So you see that you didn't have to come back in and say the Eidis again. Ahid look Rav Nosson. That Brisa is Taka not Rav Nosson. Our Mishnah we could stim like Rav Nosson. And now the Gemara will go into explaining the Mechlekes Shuvah Karcha and the Rabbanon and the Mechlekes Rav Nosson and the Rabbanon. Gufa. We had a Mechlekes Tanakama and Shuvah Karcha about the Eidus, when they see the Eidus, you have to see it together or not. Gufa. Lo'olam ein edusim etzarefes at yirushteim ke'echad. The Eidus tam etzarev until they see the Eidus together. Rav Shuvah Karcha, I'm a fill of bezach as a, even one after another. Which means, like we said, the case was that they saw two different havas, two different things. The halacha is, since they're both agreeing that he owes 100, they can say this together. What's a beer on machlekes? The boys say mikra, some say it's from a pasuk. Boys say mesvara, some say it's from machlekes and svara. The boys say mesvara. That what's a svara? That Shuvah Karcha says, that the Tanakhama says, amono de kamaser hai, the $100 that this one's saying aid is on, loy kamaser hai. The other one's not saying aid is on that, so it's only one aid. Amono de kamaser hai, and the $100 for Monday, is only one aid. Look at my side. Like I didn't say the aid. So it's posture. It's not a star. What's our Shuvah Karcha? They're both saying he owes $100. I don't care how we got there. That's a svara or a Shuvah Karcha. That's a Mechlekes in svara. The boy says mikra. The Mechlekes be like this. The Chassid says in the pasuk, "Who aid oira or yada?" The lashon of the pasuk is this. Is actually talking about a case where a guy was an aid and he doesn't want to say aidus and. Someone knows he knows Eidus, so the halacha is he has to say Eidus. If Meneshua didn't say, he doesn't know Eidus, there's no carbon. Like upon him, it says in the pasuk, "Who aid oira yada." Now, what does aid mean? B'tanya mashrenam aloyakum aid any day shu echad matam aloyakum to loyakum aid echad. That teaches us zebon av kol makom shem aid. Anytime it says the word aid in the Torah, it means two aidim. Harekan shnayim. Until the pasuk says eid echad, the word eid means two eidim. Now, why in the world would Torah do that when it has a pair of eidim? Calls them an eid. What's pshat? Zok to Gemara. The drasha is this pshat in Tanakama. The reason why it says loshen eid lemeimar ad the chazut tavayuk echad. They both have to see it at once. So you see, klar that from the pasuk, that has to be seen together. That's pshat in Tanakama. What's pshat in Rav Shuvah Karcha? V'idach, v'hu eid eira yada mekal makrim. Like the Baruch Hanan learns that it's a drasha. From the ksiv, eira yada, Dr. Baruch Hanan, l'rabba is a filu ro zachaza. It's an extra drasha from these words that, you're right, eid would sound like maybe your drasha, but eira yada teaches us mekal makrim, any way they know or see, is also eidus, even though they're not saying eidus an exact same story. So what's the other machlokes? Rav Nosson Omer that you don't have to say eidus together. Shemin dvarav shalzeh hayoyim ukshiyav echaver elamacha shemin dvarav. You don't have to say eidus together. Mike and Mifig, what's the biyar machlokes? A boyisim is svaro, a boyisim is kro. A boyisim is svaro. Some say machlokes in svaro. Mar savar. One man the other is like this. Eid echad when he comes, let's say on Sunday to say eidus, the same story. But ki asi l'shua asi, l'moin l'asi, that edus is an edus for shua, or ed echad can't say edus on mamon. So the edus who comes to say that day, the edus is really on shua, not on mamon. Ve'idach, and the other day, next day, otu ki, no, and next day, someone else, it's one eid, it's only one eid. So what's about the other man, what's about Rav Nosson, in the Svara? Ve'idach, Rav Nosson says, let me ask something. Otu ki osu ba'dahad yadad, and they come together. They're saying it is together at the same mouth? No. You can't hear someone at the same time. First one guy goes, the next, they're not singing together anyway. First, the first eight says Adis, and then the next eight says Adis. They're not singing together anyway. So, Ella, what do you have to do? Misafinilu. Hachanai, Misafinilu, here also you put them together. So don't, Abad, they're not singing Adis and Mamish together anyway. So that's the Machlekes in Svara. Boisim Ekro, what's the Machlekes? The Pasuk says, Imlo Yagid, Benosa Avoyne. That's the same Pasuk as Loyakum, this pasuk is the same pasuk of who aid oyraa oyada loyagim nasa avayna. The same pasuk as aid, the word aid, we say loyagim nasa avayna, and we learn top on the now. The kuli alma karabana on the plea of Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Everyone holds this in this man the yomer. These two man the yomer, they both hold like the rabbanon, who hold that the word aid means you have to see it together, not like Rabbi Shimon Karcha. But the kuli alma rabbanon the plea of Rabbi Shimon Karcha. What's the machlokes between Rav Nosson and the Tana Kama? If you make a hekesh agadah to the riyah, v'ach avakush agadah l'riyah, komifli masav amakshin agadah l'riyah. The dos like riyah has to be together, agadah has to be together. Masav aloy makshinon. The other man the Omer holds you're not makish the riyah to agadah to the riyah. You're not makish to each other, and therefore you won't have to be together. That's the machlokes. Two pshat machlokes is the svara akra. And that's the Bi'ar Machlokes between the Tanakama and Shuvah Karcha, and the Bi'ar Machlokes between Tanakama and Rav Nosson.